Hi everyone, this is Isabel Schumacher and I'm here to interview Donna Morrissey. For those of you who don't know, Donna Morrissey is the author of four award-winning novels, Kit's Law, Downhill Chance, Sylvanus Now, and What They Wanted. She is also the author of the Gemini Award-winning screenplay, Clothesline Patch.
Thank you so much for doing this. I really appreciate
it. My absolute pleasure.
And so first off, I just wanted to start off the interview by asking you how you came to be a writer. Was it one of those things that you always wanted to do?
Well, no, not at all. It was nothing I ever thought of doing, actually, until I was in my late 30s, early 40s, actually.
Oh,
and yeah, I was kind of a latecomer, you know, to university. I think I was 32 and I graduated in 94. And it was kind of after that when I just, I don't know, somebody mistook me for an author once and kept mistaking me for an author. And after a while, I said, you know, why don't I just check that out? Because I'm certainly not happy with social work. So I started writing and it just grew out of that, just as simple and faded as that.
Oh, well, and so you were a social worker beforehand?
Well, I graduated as a social worker, but then I went immediately into writing, so I didn't really get an opportunity to practice.
Okay, and I was thinking, if I remember correctly, all your novels are set in Newfoundland, and so you're originally from the beaches. Do you ever use people or towns from your area as inspiration for your work?
I think everything from my area is the inspiration for my work. I always see the settings there. I sometimes change them up or move them further down the shoreline, you know, because you don't want to, number one, bore your reader with the same setting, nor do you want people to recognize who they are. So I don't really write about specific people. Sometimes, you know, I'll do a composite profile of people that I know, but for the most part, all my characters really come out of my head. They're mostly based on my dad and my mom and my immediate family, you know, but nobody would ever know that. Everything becomes so fictionalized when you start writing.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I mean, I guess you would sort of, do you take elements from people and then kind of manipulate them around so it's like it's parts of them, but it's not really them in the end, kind of?
But it starts out like that because you're looking for ideas, but then, you know, as you start getting warmer into your story, your characters start evolving with your story, and so what you originally had in your head doesn't quite fit, so your character just becomes their own character, which is great, because then nobody really can identify themselves, you know. You don't get in trouble that way.
That's true. And I was wondering, so when we talked through email, you mentioned that you're launching a children's book written with your daughter?
I am. We just did it, and it just got launched. Actually, tomorrow night is our big launch party, so you're much welcome to come down.
Oh, where is it?
It's here in Halifax, and we've had quite a warm, great reception to it thus far. We've had lots of interviews and public media. School board has ordered, you know, 500 of them for grade threes, and we're, you know, in Halifax schools, and so we're really quite happy.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And do you want to tell us a little bit about the story?
The children's story?
Yeah,
it's the proverbial story of the three roads. You know, actually, I dreamt it 10 years ago, and I dreamt it in animation, which is really funny, and that's why I told it to my daughter the following morning, and she said, yeah, that would make a great book, Mom. And that was 10 years ago. And then 10 years later, which was this past 2 years, and she just graduated with a Bachelor of Arts degree and was looking for a project and said, okay, I think it's time we wrote that book. And it took a little bit of persuading, but I did it. I pulled it forward and fleshed it out, and she did the illustrations. And Penguin, well, they were delighted with her work, and they were actually awed by her work. So basically it's the story of a very, very cross old woman who is very unhappy with who she is and where she lives, and goes looking for Love Valley, which is the phrase that came directly from my dream, you know. And so, you know, the first road is the bullying road, the path that society follows, and there's the road that of riches and wealth that we think might bring us happiness, but it doesn't really, and there are no guarantees. And then there's the third road of addictions, which really doesn't do it. So basically she ends up in her house, you know, by the brook, and realizing that, you know, Eden is where she always is, that love is in the heart, and it doesn't matter where you live, that's where you find happiness and peace, is is in your own land, you know, in your own place.
Mm.
Mm, she says.
And, it sounds really great. I'm going to have to grab a copy. I can't make it to the launch in Halifax. I'm
sorry. Oh,
in Montreal.
Yeah. I'll have your wine for you.
Oh, thanks. And I was wondering, you also worked on a screenplay. Was it strange doing that transition from prose to screenwriting?
It was amazingly easy. I can't believe how easy it is to write a screenplay, at least from my limited experience of writing that one. You know, you just, it's totally different scale. Totally different. You know, you don't have to fill in blank space. You just do dialogue. That's pretty much it. You don't have to create metaphor, writing, setting. You don't have to do much of anything except, you know, get the plot lines down and show your character development through the plot lines. So I thought it was really, really easy. I'd like to go back and do it again. Maybe I will.
And I think your books have been translated into a bunch of different languages, and they've been really, really well received in, like, the UK and the US, and Do you ever worry, you know, oh, no, now I'm representing Newfoundland to the rest of the world, and what are they going to think, and am I doing it properly? Do you ever have those kind of, like, that kind of sense of this is Newfoundland to the rest of the world? And
well, you know, no, I don't, because one of the things that I know is that emotions are universal, and my novels are written from emotion, and they deal with emotion, and, you know, what is funny and loving and hurtful and sad in Newfoundland is the very same things that is hurtful and funny and sad and loving in China or Germany or London. You know, it's the universal element to our lives is emotions. And so when I write, I just write from my characters' perspectives and their lives and their stories. So no, I don't feel that I'm representing Newfoundland at all. I don't even think like that.
Okay.
But, you know, again, people say, you know, they are all based in Newfoundland. And certainly Sylvanus Now was very much a depiction of the fishery and the demise of the fishery and the impact of that on the Newfoundland culture. So there is that part as well. So I would say that would probably be my biggest, like, focused book on Newfoundland would be Sylvanus Now.
Donna Morrissey will be coming to Bishop's University as part of SWEET, the Student Writing Weekend in the Eastern Townships, from March 16th to the 18th. For more information, you can check out the Bishop's English Department webpage or find SWEET on Facebook.